Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit, as I said. The counseling is free and judgment free. Money as medicine. Not money for medicine, but money as medicine. This reframing, for lack of a better word, this reframing of the purpose of money comes out of something called the SOAR Digital Gathering of Indigenous Entrepreneurs. It's a virtual conference sponsored by Square that brings people together for sharing and learning. And one of their recent sessions looked at how to reframe money as medicine. Nicole McLaren was part of that session. She is the founder and CEO of Raven Reads and the founder and chair of the Indigenous Women's Business Network. She joins us from Logan Lake, BC. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about the traditional territories you're on today.
Yeah, so I'm calling you from my home in Logan Lake, BC, which sits on the border of the traditional territories of the Implicana and the Shishwetnik peoples.
Fantastic. I read this phrase, money as medicine, and it struck me immediately. Before we get to what it means, can you give us some background on, and this is a hard question to answer because it's so general, but how money has been viewed in Indigenous communities historically? Because it's a very different history than it would be in other communities.
Yeah, and I'll preface this just by saying that I can speak to my own lived experience, and I certainly don't speak on behalf of all Indigenous people's experience with money.
Yeah.
But from my experience and working with others, is I've seen this very nuanced evolution of a group of peoples that were historically disenfranchised and have a very different history of interacting with particular institutions such as banks. And they're really have not been playing a similar role in our economy in Canada. And as that started to change and you start seeing the growth and expansion of many successful Indigenous businesses, there's been a shift occurring in how we see money and how we perceive the role that money can play. So traditionally, we have gone from a communal traditional approach to our materials to one of earning that money and earning profits with our business and being able to turn that into something that we can use to do good, not only in our families, but also in our communities. Mm-hmm.
So I referenced this phrase, money as medicine. What does that mean to you?
I think it speaks to what I was saying about really using the money that we earn or raise as a way to empower and grow our communities and families to become healthier and stronger. So whether that's a mother that's starting to earn her own income through self-employment, she's then able to provide more for her family and help her children grow. And that just has a ripple effect through a community, helping them heal, whether that's, you know, economically or just socially.
Is there a paradox here or a disconnect between business and this, you know, centuries old drive for profit and this idea of money as medicine?
I think, like I said, you know, you've got a group of people that have been historically disenfranchised, disengaged from that traditional capital system. And there's just a transition into being able to see, you know, how that can be better leveraged for the good in the community rather than something we wanted to shun, just avoid. Mm.
What was your experience at the SOAR event? What were some of the things that you took away from being together in a virtual way, but together still?
So not only, you know, participating as a panelist, I really enjoyed observing the commonalities in a lot of our conversations. And the one thing I saw prevalent through all of the conversations is that no one is going into business for themselves. Mm-hmm. And while we label a lot of businesses as social enterprise or doing work in sustainability, you'd be pretty hard pressed to find an Indigenous company that doesn't have a foundation of giving back to the community and working collaboratively with other brands. And that's just a unique thread that I continue to see when attending events like SOAR.
There is, you know, we opened with this phrase called Indigenous communities, and I think we have a sense for the real diversity in so many different ways from coast to coast to coast of the nations, of the people, of their economic opportunity. If they're, you know, a fly-in community, it's quite different than if they're connected to a major urban center. What is the shared learning that crosses some of those, divides the wrong word, differences that communities would feel because of so many different factors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're certainly not a homogenous group of people, and we certainly don't have homogenous challenges and opportunities. Myself being in a rural and remote community can speak to that. But like I said, that commonality is really that community. So very few of us operate in a silo, and very few of us have a mission or a vision for our business that does not include giving back. And if anything, that's been the challenge for a lot of businesses, is building a sustainable business model that allows you to give back, that still allows you to build something that is sustainable financially.
Tell us about the Indigenous Women's Business Network.
We launched in 2016. I had just moved from Saskatchewan back home to BC, and I was essentially looking to create a networking group for Indigenous women in the region. We had a particular focus on women in the rural and remote areas, as well as the urban centers. And we've just been growing as this informal, organic network. And we've actually just started to expand nationally. And we host events for Indigenous women entrepreneurs every year, and continue to grow into some more digital and curriculum offerings.
What request would you have for non-Indigenous folks, for the settler listeners among us, of what we can do to support Indigenous entrepreneurs? Obviously, you have a real affinity for Indigenous women too. What can we do?
Continue to buy from Indigenous entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of products out there that are sustainability driven. But the ripple effects of your dollar when spent on Indigenous products, specifically Indigenous women products, it will just go so much greater. And each time you are supporting the growth of one Indigenous entrepreneur, they are inherently becoming role models for other brands that are out there. And your dollar will just go so much further. So I just continue to ask you to please, you know, shop local, shop Indigenous. And really, with gift season coming up, really think about how you can be supporting entrepreneurs like us.
That's great. Nicole, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nicole McLaren, founder and CEO of Raven Reads and the founder and chair of the Indigenous Women's Business Network. We were talking about a reframe for money as medicine. And the catalyst to that was the SOAR Digital Gathering of Indigenous Entrepreneurs held recently, sponsored by Square. Really inspiring stuff.
Hi, it's me, your debt. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.